Hello, and welcome to The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge, and we've got a lot of good stuff to share. I'm not sure we have enough time, so let's get going. First off, I got to tell you, Integrity Meats of Belle Fourche, South Dakota is grateful for their customers and community. The holidays are a time to open our hearts, to pause, to reflect, and to pray. Have a blessed Christmas and a happy new year. And safe driving for the holidays from WW Tire Service. That's 8 locations across central and eastern South Dakota. Merry Christmas from Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. And from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota. Buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty. Merry Christmas.
Need to perk up that cup of coffee in the morning? How about matching it up with Tri-State Livestock News? Packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related, your morning routine just got a whole lot better. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News out of Belle Fourche, South Dakota. Visit tsln.com. That's Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. Kim, indeed. What do you have to read today on The Good Stuff?
I've got a letter to Santa from Mom. Dear Santa, I've been a good mom all year. I fed, cleaned, and cuddled my two children on demand, visited the doctor's office more than my doctor, sold 62 cases of candy bars to raise money to plant a shade tree on the school playground, and figured out how to attach 9 patches onto my daughter's Girl Scout sash with staples and a glue gun. I was hoping you could spread my list out over several Christmases, since I had to write this letter with my son's red crayon on the back of a receipt in the laundry room between cycles, and who knows when I'll find any more free time in the next 18 years. Here are my Christmas wishes. I'd like a pair of legs that don't ache after a day of chasing kids in any color except purple, which I already have. And arms that don't flap in the breeze, but are strong enough to carry a screaming toddler out of a candy aisle in a grocery store. I'd also like a waist, since I lost mine somewhere in the 7th month of my last pregnancy. If you're hauling big ticket items this year, I'd like a car with fingerprint resistant windows and a radio that only plays adult music. A television that doesn't broadcast any programs containing talking animals, and a refrigerator with a secret compartment behind the crisper where I can hide to talk on the phone. On the practical side, I could use a talking daughter doll that says, "Yes, Mommy," to boost my parental confidence, along with one potty-trained toddler, 2 kids who don't fight, and 3 pairs of jeans that will zip all the way up without the use of power tools. I could also use a recording of Tibetan monks chanting, "Don't eat in the living room," and "Take your hands off your brother," because my voice seems to be just out of my children's hearing range and can only be heard by the dog. And please don't forget the Play-Doh Travel Pack, the hottest stocking stuffer this year for mothers of preschoolers. It comes in 3 fluorescent colors and is guaranteed to crumble on any carpet, making the in-laws' house seem just like mine. If it's too late to find any of these products, I'll settle for enough time to brush my teeth, comb my hair in the same morning, or the luxury of eating food warmer than room temperature without it being served in a styrofoam container. If you don't mind, I could also use a few Christmas miracles to brighten the holiday season. Would it be too much trouble to declare ketchup a vegetable? It will clear my conscience immensely. It would be helpful if you could coerce my children to help around the house without demanding payment, as if they were bosses of an organized crime family, or if my toddler didn't look so cute sneaking downstairs to eat contraband ice cream in his pajamas at midnight. Well, Santa, the buzzer on the dryer is ringing, and my son saw my feet under the laundry room door. I think he wants his crayon back. Have a safe trip, and remember to leave your wet boots by the chimney and come in and dry off by the fire so you don't catch a cold. Help yourself to cookies on the table, but don't eat too many or leave crumbs on the carpet. Yours always, Mom. P.S. One more thing. You can cancel all my requests if you can keep my children young enough to believe in Santa.
Oh, that was a good one. Coming down to Christmas time, if you have something to share, be sure to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. One day it might pop up right here on the Good Stuff program. Don't forget, this is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, December 7th, 1941. So stop for a moment and reflect a little bit. Maybe Google Pearl Harbor facts and educate yourself again if you forgot some of those. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.